A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed the child in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you, their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. What incredible consolation it is, the truth that God has sent an angel before us to guard us on the way, that our angels are constantly in the presence of the Father praying for us. They have this double function, as Jesus said to Nicodemus, of ascending and descending, not only on the Son of Man, but on each of us. Ascending toward God's throne and supplication for us, and descending to guard us in all our ways, to protect us, to guide us, to enlighten us. But God gives a command: be attentive to Him and heed His voice. If you heed His voice and carry out all I tell you, then He describes the blessings that will come. But how can we follow someone who we can't see? How can we hear the help of someone whose voice doesn't register on a decibel meter? God does provide those means, but we have to first be attentive. We have to be aware of the presence of the guardian angel that God has given us in our life. Then we have to be alert to the various ways that He will act subtly to help us. Let's talk about a few ways. First, our guardian angel is sent to us to help us to learn how to pray right. We can not only pray to our guardian angels, but pray together with our guardian angels. So many have the experience when they're praying the rosary and they're tired of praying it not alone, but together with their guardian angel, and ask their guardian angel to finish if for whatever reason they grow weary. We can ask our guardian angel to pray for all the intentions that we have so that they're constantly in front of the Father asking for what sometimes we fatigue in perseveringly requesting ourselves. They help us in our work. Many times when I'm not excited about a particular task I have to do, I ask my guardian angel's help so that I might actually sanctify it, offer it as a first fruit to God like Abel offered, to sanctify myself and to sanctify others through work like that. They help us in examining our consciences to make better confessions. They see it all, the good and the bad. They try to prevent our doing evil by omission or commission. And they themselves will know how that separates us from the Lord. What an incredible gift it is when we ask them to help us examine our consciences so that each confession we go to is ever better. Fourth, they help us in the apostolate and share in the faith. St. Jose Maria Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei, who 91 years ago today was asked by the Lord to found Opus Dei, he always had a pious habit based on truth that whenever he walked into a room, whenever he would greet a visitor, he would first interiorly greet the personaje, called it in Spanish, the big shot, the guardian angel of this particular person. When we're trying to bring somebody to the faith, just think about a fallen away family member or friend. It's three on one. It's us, our guardian angel, and that person's guardian angel, all trying to bring them to the same reality of receiving and responding to God's love. And in a particular way, the guardian angels help us to pray the Mass the right way. They grasp who it is who's here and how what we're doing at 6:30 in the morning is the most important thing that will happen in the world today. There's a Bolivian mystic named Catalina Rivas whose mystical visions have been approved by the local bishop and I think quite plausible. She's been blessed to see certain realities the rest of us can't see with visible eyes. She described once the Mass. And at the time of the offertory in the Mass, which is going to happen in just a few minutes, she saw almost as this whole new congregation of young-looking people get up. First group came toward the altar with golden bowls, and Mary said to them, "These are the ones, the guardian angel, of those who have brought something to offer to the Mass, brought their work, brought their prayer, brought their love, brought their piety." Second group of angels left the pews of others, which they were coming up with empty hands. Mary explained, "Those are the guardian angels of the ones who are just kind of showing up for Mass. But without really praying it, they don't have much to offer." And then the third group had angels coming with their hands folded, with their eyes downcast, looking sad. And Mary described, "These are the ones who really don't want to be there. They're not even neutral, but somebody else kind of dragged them. And they're saddened because they see the incredible missed opportunity." Today, our guardian angels at that part of the offertory want to leave our side with golden bowls, bringing to the Lord all the love they are now in front of the Father, praying that we will live. Guardian angel, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.